Hey, this is Kurt Isles. Welcome to the Creek Bank. We're so glad you joined us today as we talk about the country and things of the woods and just have a good story. Today I'm going to tell you one of my favorite stories. It's called Leaning Trees. And what made me think of this story this week is that we had a major storm blow through Dry Creek. I think it's what you call a straight wind storm. And we don't know how many miles per hour the winds were, but many a tree went down. A lot of damage was done. It made me think back to a lot of storms we've had here in Southwest Louisiana, but I really went back to Hurricane Rita, which really hit our area hard. And I wrote this story, I'm fixing to tell you, about 2 weeks after Hurricane Rita. Here it is, Leaning Trees. On the day Rita arrived, I made one last survey of my tree form. I wondered how different it would all look after today. Now, a tree farm is the area where you grow pines for later harvest. In our area of the Piney Woods, there are thousands of acres of pine forest, and most of it is owned by large timber companies, but smaller tracts are owned by private landowners like me. Now, my small tree farm is very small by comparison. I have about 15 acres in slash pines ranging from 4 to 7 years old. It may be a small stand in comparison, but I have tenderly cared for my pines. I've bush hogged around them, killed the invading tallow trees, and faithfully plowed around the perimeter yearly to protect them from fire. Now, my fear has always been damage from a storm. Slash pines grow fast and make good trees, but they have a weakness at a young age if they encounter an ice storm or a hurricane. My trees are just at that most susceptible size for wind damage. I worry that most will be damaged or broken after tonight when Rita hits. The next morning, Saturday morning, I drive to my house in the camp. The storm, though abating some, is still in full swing as large trees at the camp continue to topple over. In spite of the weather, I've got to go check on my trees. Now, there's one section where the trees are smallest, and these rows of 6-foot pines, they're about 3 years old. Sadly, many of them are bent over. All are leaning towards the west, giving solid testimony to the ferocity of the hurricane force southeast winds that battered Dry Creek during the night. Happily, the larger rows of trees that represent most of my tree farm seem to have come through the storm well. Some are leaning and others have broken off wherever there was a weak spot, but overall the bigger trees are fine. However, most of the trees in my smaller section, they look beyond help. I imagine they'll need to be cut down due to their future lack of straight, tall growth. Now, about 2 weeks later after Rita, State Forester Paul Frey came to speak in Ritter. It's pretty interesting what he shared about timber damage from Rita. After relating that Calcasieu Parish had suffered 50% timber loss and our parish of Beauregard had 20% loss, he wisely added, "Now, I urge you timber owners to not give up on trees that may be leaning but are still firmly rooted. Don't give up on them. From previous history and previous experience, they will eventually straighten back out. You don't want to give up 18 years of future growth and lose your investment." Now, Paul Frey's words really stuck with me. 18 years of growth. Don't give up on them. Lose that investment. They will straighten up. Your root system is firm and rooted. And all of a sudden, I wasn't thinking about pine trees and hurricane force winds. I was thinking about teenagers. See, all my life and each career I've had, I've worked with teenagers. I've always loved being around them, and I just think it's one of the most important ages for we as adults to pour into their lives. And I've seen them come through by the thousands. And I've seen my share of leaning teens and leaning trees. Now, those leaning teens, I really do mean that they're leaning teens. The teen years are difficult years for the young person as well as those around them, especially parents. Many times, just like my wind-ravaged young pines, they lean badly and seem damaged beyond recovery. But they are resilient, especially if their root system is firm, deep, and well-developed. Don't give up on them. There's a lot of future growth and good returns later. Listen to this, discouraged parents. It's an encouragement statement to youth leaders, teachers, and all of us who love, correct, and work with teenagers. Don't give up on a leaning teenager. Help make sure their root system is strong and firm. Try to look down the road to the future. Don't count them off as a loss and lose your future investment. I've seen it too many times. Leaning teens often later become strong, tall adults. In the weeks after Rita bent my trees over, I watch them daily. And to my amazement, most have slowly but steadily straightened back up. Time, patience, and a wonderful combination of nature, sunlight, rain, and nutrition will make a difference as these trees grow tall and straight. Now, some are broken completely over and they must be cut. Others of these small pines will always have a lean, but I don't plan to cut these leaning trees. People will use them as a testimony tree through the years, saying, "Son, when I was a boy 40 years ago, Hurricane Rita came through here, and look at that tall slash pine. It was a small pine when the storm hit. See how it has a slight lean to it? Rita did that. Yep, that was one bad storm." The many lessons from a storm, an unwelcome and destructive storm named Rita, and a strong, firm, foundational lesson learned of not giving up on leaning trees. I want to add a postscript to that. Today, I was at Dollar General and at the Y. Who would ever thought we'd have a Dollar General at the Y? The Y is W-Y-E, and it's right near East Boulevard School. And while I was in there, I encountered two of my former students, Elroy, who I taught at East Boulevard, and Linda, who I taught at Fairview. Both of them have been favorite students of mine as I taught them. Linda, I coached her and taught her. Elroy, I taught him physical science and biology, and I've always thought the world of him. As I thought about, you know, it's been nearly 50 years since I was their teacher and coach, and I looked at the person that each one of us become. You know, I would have never thought when they were that age, I would have thought they'd turned out well, but I would have never thought what was happening in their lives would happen. As I look at them, I'm just reminded that those of us who work with teenagers, and especially you parents, do not get discouraged. Stay with it. Keep your hands on the plow. Keep moving forward, because those leaning teens can and will straighten up. Once again, we're glad you joined us today. I want to remind you that you can go to the Creek Bank blog at www.creekbank.net. You can see all of these blogs of the past. It will also direct you to our YouTube page and our podcast and Facebook. We're glad you've joined us. And as always, we'll leave the screen door and latch for you. Now, I want to do something a little different. I'm fixing to take this microphone off, and I'm just going to get out of the way, and I'm going to the pond to check on my purple martins. And I'm just going to let this tape run, and you're going to see how quiet it is on the porch at the old house in Dry Creek, Louisiana. Thanks again. We'll see you next time.